Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on from 1 until 4, you know that. And then after 4 o'clock, what'd you miss? Whatever you missed, you could pick up on the iHeartRadio app, John Cobell Show on Demand, the podcast. And you'll be able to catch up. You can listen tonight. You can listen all this weekend. You can listen to all the shows we've done this week, all weekend. Just have us on a continuous loop in the background. All right, let's talk now to Bill Esaly. Put him on in just a minute. Bill Esaly is a Republican assemblyman from the Inland Empire. And the two Republicans, Josh Hoover from Folsom and Joe Patterson from Rockland, have an assembly bill to change the way the state goes after the homelessness crisis. And it no longer would be housing first. Housing first has been a complete failure. And this bill would allow state agencies to distribute homeless funds to groups that require mental health and drug treatment for homeless individuals to stay in the program. Believe it or not, this is what's missing. Remember this story I told you about the LA Grand Hotel and how a private school got kicked out? 50 students have no school to go to? Because elsewhere in the hotel, they let in all these homeless people who continued using drugs and they were acting crazy and violent and the kids were in danger. And I have not understood why you're going to give housing to these vagrants and not require them to get off the drugs and the booze. What's the point of this? Well, let's get Bill Esaly on, the assemblyman. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing good. Just got back from Sacramento, so doing a lot better.
I don't know how you do it. all right, so what would this... What kind of policy would this create if it passed?
Yeah. So in 2015, the state passed a law that said we will only fund housing first programs. And what that means in simple terms is that the left, the Democrats, said that requiring people to go to treatment or rehab and all this stuff is mean. It's too mean and it shouldn't be the priority. The priority should be to get them off the streets and into a permanent home first, and then you offer them treatment opportunities. So the law is written to say you can only spend the money on housing first programs, which means you're basically just buying them a house or building them a house or paying for a motel or hotel. And there's no strings. There's no requirement to do any treatment or anything. And they've blown $20 billion on this, and there's nothing to show for it.
Do you know, nothing. I'm sure you know how many rooms and apartments have been destroyed by the hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands here in L.A., because they put these crazy drug addicts in these apartments, and then they're trashed. They're destroyed. Their waste is smeared.
But the property owners don't care because they're getting all the money.
I know. And
it doesn't make sense.
Is the real reason for Housing First, this is just a racket for people in the housing industry, the developers, the construction companies, and everybody else? It's the politically connected are getting the contracts from the cities, and everybody's getting enriched, and everybody knows this doesn't work?
I think it's both. Honestly, everyone makes money off the state regardless of how they spend it. That's part of it. But I think the other part of it, too, is just it's sort of this misguided thing from the left of we can't be tough on people. We can't have criminal punishment. We can't do jail. We can't require treatment. We need to just give these people things or give them money, and that's somehow going to fix the issue. It's a very naive and immature worldview.
Are they that immature or naive? See, I think it's a cover story to tug at people emotionally, and it's really a massive racket that's going on. And people and the politically connected are getting enriched. Nobody could believe it. You wouldn't do this with your toddler. Not one of these progressives raised their children this way.
So what I would say is the people behind the scenes know exactly what they're doing, and they're probably the ones who are engineering it to get rich. The legislators are naive.
They're really
they're useful fools.
Really?
Yes.
You've talked with them.
I believe so. All the time. Well, I talked at them. They don't really talk back. So what this bill would do, though, is going to reverse this policy. It's going to say it's going to free up the money and allow the agencies to use it on programs that have a proven track record of success. There's a program in Orange County. I think it's Orange County Mission. They don't take any state money. They're totally self-funded. They have a great homeless program. They get people off the streets. They get them education. They get them treatment. And they don't take any state dollars because they don't want the strings attached. And what we need to do is fund programs like that and stop just shoveling people into motels and hotels. And instead of Housing First, I would be for Shelter First. Just build mass shelters, get people off, and start getting them treatment, funding the treatment programs.
Would the Democrats eventually consider this? I mean, I know these are two Republican assemblymen who proposed it, and you guys are way outvoted. But is there any sign? I mean, you're seeing little cracks in their opposition to crime bills. Because they
want to. I want to talk to you about that.
I want
to talk to you about that. But they're not changing course on homelessness. They have this Prop 1 scam they have on the ballot where they want to do a bond to fund more homeless related stuff. Look, they have a problem up here where they don't want to admit their policies have failed. And that's on the crime stuff too. Today, the speaker, when he did this big rollout on the retail theft deal they're doing, one of the reporters asked him that, does he also agree that Prop 47 needs reform? And he just cut her off and said, we're not talking about that today. We'll talk about that a different time. So they never want to admit their policies are failing.
Yeah, we talked about this California Retail Theft Reduction Act, and they're going to be going after what they claim are professional thieves, the smash and grab rings. And I noticed that they cut off all discussion about Prop 47. But is there anything in this bill that's worthwhile in regards to the smash and grabs?
It's marginal stuff. It's marginal stuff. It's very hard to prove an organized retail conspiracy. I mean, most of the thefts are one-offs. They're people go in and grab stuff.
Yeah.
How are you going to prove they're part of an organized effort? The other part of the bill, I think it like requires reporting requirements on the retailers. So now we're going to put more work and burden on the people who are having all their stuff stolen. And then the penalties, I'm very skeptical. I want to look at the bill, and this is really, really important, John. If the penalties are prison eligible or if they're county jail, because if all they're doing is adding penalties that result in county jail sentences, We've talked about this. There's no places for them to serve those sentences. So they're illusory. They're not real. Unless they're prison eligible offenses, there's not going to be any real consequences.
Yeah. Some people don't understand, I think, the difference between a county jail and a state prison. It's got to be a felony to go to state prison. Misdemeanors, which is generally 6 months or less, is the county jail. But the county jails are all full because they dumped a lot of prisoners out of the state prisons into the local jails.
It's worse than that, John. So AB 109 redefined that. That's the way it's always been. Misdemeanors are served in county jail. Felonies go to prison. It was a really simple system. What they did with AB 109 is they reclassified a bunch of felonies and said these are going to be served in county jail. So by statute, you're no longer eligible to go to prison. It's not like they're going to prison and getting sent to the jails. They're never going to prison. You get sentenced in court. It's called 1170H. That's the penal code section. If it's an 1170H felony, you can only serve that in county jail. You're not eligible to go to prison. That's what I talk about, prison eligible offenses. There's so much they've done to mess up this system. And all they're offering now is window dressing and lip service because they know it's an election year. And now they're going to act like they're tough on crime. Let's hold them accountable. They have to reverse AB 109, and we got to get this ballot initiative through in November.
Yeah, I know. We got to reverse Prop 47 here. I'm curious. It really is this just window dressing because they're getting a lot of bad headlines, or have they seen any bad polling that would suggest that maybe they'd lose their supermajority, for example? I mean, is there any
polling? No, I don't think they don't think their majority is really at risk. They're the supermajority.
They
are looking at the poll. No, they don't think it's at risk. They're looking at the polling. Here's the problem that we have, as Republicans have. It's very hard to attach the failures to their policies, because when we say things like crime's on the rise, homelessness, they stand up and they start spending money and passing bills, acting like they care about it. And they fool a lot of voters, and voters think, well, Gavin, he is trying to do something about retail theft. He is trying to do something about homelessness. Their policies never attach to them. And that's what we've got to do a better job of doing and calling them out.
It never holds the perpetrators responsible. Homeless people are never forced into getting treatment, either for their mental illness or their drugs. The criminals are never forced to account for the crimes they've committed by going to prison or going to jail. There's never any people on those who are creating all the mayhem in the streets. It's just give more money, which gets filtered through all these, you know, fake, phony nonprofits or, you know, the developer real estate crowd. They suck out all the money and nothing changes in the streets.
The Democrats, all they do is they announce a bill with some fancy title and they do a press conference and Newsom says he's doing something about it and the papers all print it and then people think that there's some real solution coming. And it's very hard to overcome these false narratives. You got to hold them accountable. I'm going to have my staff send you this clip. Newsom with one hand says we're going to go after retail theft and he said we're going to send more people to prisons. Well, when his budget people were up at the Capitol last month, I asked them, Newsom said he's sending more people to prison. Why are you closing prisons? And they said, well, those are our trends, and we're still planning to close 2 prisons. So on one hand, he says he's going to send more people to prison, but he's still closing prisons.
Yeah, well.
You have to look at what they're actually doing and don't just read the headlines.
Yeah, I know. He's a con artist. All right, Bill Assaley, thank you very much for coming on with us. The Republican Assemblyman from the Inland Empire. Good news I read today is Emerson College does political polling, and they matched up Newsom against Donald Trump, and Trump beats Newsom 45-36. Ah. 36 is about as low as a national Democratic candidate can get because of the hardcore partisans would vote for an eggplant if it ran. So Newsom has just about as many votes as a vegetable would get running against Trump. We come back. We're going to give you all the details on our show in Anaheim at the Honda Center Thursday to get Prop 47 reversed. And we've got 2 rounds of the Moist Line coming up.
And? Yep.
And $1,000 to give away.
Last one.
The last $1,000 that we give away.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
Let's do the Moist line. 877-MOIST-86 is the number. 877-MOIST-86.
Hey, it's John. Thanks for calling the Moist line. I'm so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
I think the Biden administration was actually planning ahead when they put that great dud Kamala Harris on the ticket as 25th Amendment insurance, figuring no one in their right mind would want that giant dud Kamala Harris as president.
I'm not even interested in the game itself, okay? The only reason I want to see the Super Bowl is so I can get some Gavin Newsom signed memorabilia. Woohoo! Give the people what they want. A-roo-roo.
So I've got the answer for you. Everybody's asking after Biden's big speech the other night about the rosary from Our Lady. Our Lady of what? You know, the thing. Must have been Our Lady of the Thing.
Did the special prosecution just declare President Biden incompetent to stand trial?
Yes.
Holy.
After all this, how anybody could ever vote for a member of the Democratic Party again is completely beyond me. We got to get it together and just run these guys out.
You know, I left California partly because of the earthquakes and the weather, and it followed me here in Oklahoma. We actually had a 5.3 earthquake a couple nights ago. Interesting. There's nowhere safe, Deborah. You're going to get hit by one eventually.
I guarantee you, you go to Whole Foods, you're going to see a guy that's going to be double-masked, and he's going to have about 10 to 20 reusable bags.
You know, our state and our city are so concerned about how much money they keep needing to spend on the homeless. There's two buildings that are full of graffiti down in downtown LA area. I think they should pick them all up, clean up that building, house them there, medical help underneath, fenced in area, and they can't get out. And their way out is after they're clean. And then they want the job and they want to participate in society.
I still say California is a communist state. It makes no sense, you know. I see communism going. It's here. Communism is here. We have the domestic kind. Come on. Wake up, people. We need to get rid of these people who are destroying our United States. Good Lord.
You're going on and on about Boeing forgetting to screw stuff in, and I don't know what the big deal is with you. You've had screws loose for years, and it hasn't hurt you at all.
George Gascon, first of all, that's a stupid analogy about insanity doing the same thing over and over again to get the same result. And what result does he want? And so he wants to stop doing the same thing, so he's going to get weaker on crime. If the result was to reduce crime, wouldn't it be to lock people up longer? I'd like to know what his result is. What results are you looking for, Georgie? Dumb.
Why should NATO people get to pay the NATO bills to not pay the NATO bills?
For very many years, I've spent a lot of time on boats and live on one now. I have always carried canvas bags for shopping. Makes life ever so much more simple, and it is not a problem.
What I don't understand, seriously, I don't understand how the Democrats can say we don't have enough housing in California or in the country, but we want to keep the border open, allowing more people to come in who are going to need housing. Fix the housing problem first. Let's close the border for 6 months and then revisit the issue later.
Well, the day a double-double is $25 at In-N-Out, the lines are going to get real short because it's only going to be John and other people that live on the west side that can afford going to In-N-Out that day.
I like how Karen Bass is threatening the owner of that 30-story building with all the graffiti that they either take care of it or they will be required to reimburse the city. Well, why doesn't that reimburse all of us for our taxpayer dollars that are paying for all this homeless garbage going on that they won't clean up? So can we demand repayment of our tax dollars because she's not doing her job?
How about taking that Chinese building that's downtown there and make that into a homeless shelter? Well, put all those homeless up in there and some low-income housing. Don't have to worry about the graffiti, just the druggies.
It's called X, not Twitter. It's called X. Stay with me. X.
No.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
No, sounds stupid. Stupid name. That's Moist Line Part 1. Moist Line Part 2 is going to come up in about 20 minutes. And one of the callers was absolutely correct. Only in Whole Foods do you see men wearing masks, double masks, and carrying reusable bags. Why is that?
I don't think I've seen double masks.
Oh, I've seen double masks. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Whole Recently? Foods. Wow.
Oh, within the last few weeks, yeah. Hmm. There's some people that wear double masks every day.
Well, wait a second.
Day.
What are you doing in Whole Foods?
I got my wife's shopping list. Mm-hmm. I don't buy anything for myself. There's nothing in there. I don't even understand much of what they sell. Really, I also notice at Whole Foods they define a lot of their products by what it's not. Mm. It's like no sugar,
right?
No gluten,
yeah.
No chemicals,
no fun,
no yeah. fun, no, yeah. No taste,
healthy.
I hate that.
I thought you were going to say the guy that said you had a couple screws loose was right.
Oh, that was my favorite call.
Yeah, I heard you giggle there. I heard that.
That was funny.
So you were awake for that one, huh?
I was.
The rest of the time I see you yawning in there, but for that one, you perked up. All right.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand. And you could listen to whatever you missed today. And Conway coming up here after 4 o'clock, and he's got two more $1,000 prizes to give away, 420 and 520. And then we're done. No more money for you. Don't come to us on Monday. Contest is over for now. Now, next Thursday is a big day, February 22nd, Honda Center in Anaheim. We want you to come, drive up, and sign a petition that's going to greatly revise Prop 47. This is going to be a big rewrite. And we will broadcast from lot 4 of the parking lot at the Honda Center from 1 to 4, but they will let you sign petitions from 1 until 6. So 2 hours after we're done, you could still drive up during rush hour and sign the petitions. And the petitions will be available for all counties in the region: Orange, LA County, Riverside, San Bernardino, San Diego, Ventura. You don't have to live in Orange County to sign this one. You just tell the signature gatherer what county you're from, and you'll get the proper petition to sign. It's going to be at the Honda Center parking lot 4. The only access is from Ball Road, because the Honda Center is under construction right now. So you must enter from Ball Road, and you'll see us. That's Thursday, the 22nd, and Prop 47 It'll do three things briefly. Number one, on the third retail theft, that's a felony, prison. When it comes to drug possession, third time, felony. And you get a choice of treatment or jail. Treatment or jail. Third thing is fentanyl traffickers, people who sell fentanyl on the streets. First time you get caught, you get a warning that if we catch you again selling fentanyl and one of your customers dies, you're going to get a murder charge. This is polling extremely well. Over 70% for the package, individual provisions over 90%. And they already got probably 400,000 signatures. And they're looking for 800,000. You know, you got to get 550 valid signatures, but because so many invalid signatures end up in the mix, they're shooting for 800,000 or more. They have 2 months until April 26th. So we are going to give them as big a boost as possible. All of you, if you can get to Anaheim to see the show between 1 and 4 at the Honda Center, or to sign the petitions between 1 and 6. And again, petitions for all counties here in Southern California. Los Angeles, Orange County, Riverside, San Bernardino, San Diego, and Ventura. All right. Another thing we have to fight. In L.A. County, Measure HLA, that is a no. HLA is going to bring back the road diets. I thought we killed this 7 years ago. It's back. Measure HLA. It would require the city, every time they do any kind of street repaving or repairs, a road diet would ensue. They would get rid of one of the driving lanes for cars. They would replace it with a bike lane or a pedestrian lane, or they're going to put up concrete curbs to protect the bike lane. They're going to put up more plastic bollards. They're going to restrict you from parking, restrict you from turning. They're trying to drive you out of your car. It's a group of communists connected with connected with bicycling groups and pedestrian groups, Streets for All. The writer is a nut named Michael Schneider, and they claim it's about safety. It is not about safety. It is about getting cars off the road and making it impossible to drive. Let me tell you, in case you weren't around and you don't remember the story in 2017, this was the councilman at the time, worst councilman ever in history, Mike Bonin. They did a road diet on a road called Vista Del Mar, which runs along the coast, along Playa del Rey area. And it's near Dockweiler State Beach. They removed one of the regular car lanes. We saw this with our own eyes. We did a couple of shows from there. And what happened is they turned the right lane into a bike lane. The left lane was a car lane. But there's so much traffic during rush hour, you needed two lanes of cars. It caused massive traffic jams. I mean, traffic was backed up, God, I don't know, a mile in all directions. It was like, I remember this three-way intersection. And in front of Sharky's restaurant, that's where we did the show from. And I remember we stood out in the street interviewing people stopped in traffic at the light. And they were all denouncing Bonin for the stupid road diet. What I also remember, that in an hour between, I think it was 4 and 5 o'clock that day, exactly 5 bike riders drove down that lane. 5. So it's not about giving over a lane to bicyclists to make it safe. There were hundreds and hundreds of cars backed up. 5 bicyclists. This is about making life so unpleasant. Nobody wants to believe me. These are a bunch of control freaks. This is communism here. Okay? This is the state controlling everything in your life. They claim that pedestrian deaths increase. Pedestrian deaths don't increase during rush hour. The cars are going too slowly. Pedestrian deaths increase in neighborhoods where there's a lot of homeless people and drunks and drug addicts and mental patients tumbling into the streets. I've seen a map. They're online. the increases. You know, one of those maps and there's little blue dots all over the place where the pedestrians got nailed. It's in the neighborhoods where there's a lot of homeless people and drug addicts. That's what it is. It's the increase in street living matches exactly the increase in pedestrian deaths. And even so, it's not that many pedestrian deaths. This is about control. This is the climate fanatics. I cannot believe that there are bicyclists, that there are real bicyclists and real pedestrians who join this group, and they're really worried about pedestrian deaths. We know, any adult knows how to avoid getting hit by a car. You look both ways when you cross the street. Don't walk in the street. Same thing with bicycles. You ride the bicycles on bike lanes in the park or along the beach. You don't ride them in the middle of the street. Teenagers do that, not grown men. All right, more coming up, and we're going to have another round of the Moist Line. Anyway, vote no on HLA. Measure HLA in LA County. No, 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 no. That's road diets. You'll be in so much traffic. Trust me, I saw it with my own eyes. So much traffic. All right.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We have round two of the Moist Line, 877-MOIST-86.
Hey, it's John. Thanks for calling the Moist Line. I'm so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
The purpose of NATO is to make sure that we protect each other so we can avoid the things like World War II, Germany, and the Soviet Union. That's why we have NATO.
That's why we need to put you, John, in a position of power so that you could carry out the mission and stop what these operatives on the Democrat side are doing. So there you go.
Thank you.
District Attorney Kermit the Frog says that definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over again, expect different results. He keeps releasing criminals, and he expects different results. He expects crime to go down, releasing all these idiots out into the street. Yeah, that's insanity. Stupidity.
It's not even paycheck to paycheck anymore, John. It's paycheck to bills, and I have no money.
Has nothing to do about saving lives. It has to do with Eastern European style, socialist, communist style living. Well, where the money's at is in the next 15, 20 years, if they can eliminate, make it difficult to drive, you have to take public transportation.
Anybody that says that President Biden is as astute as he's always been, they need to be held accountable. Every single one of these guys, like Schumer saying, oh, he's cognitively as sharp as he ever was, they're lying to us in our faces. Why do we support them? Go after them. Go after everyone that says that he is cognitively sharp.
This whole deal in Oakland is just like these communist plots, to where they create a problem like Prop 47, let all the criminals go free, and then you come back with a solution. Oh, we're going to save everything with the CHP going out there. Wait a second. Why didn't you just not create the problem in the first place? Typical communist plot, and that's exactly what Newsom is, a communist.
So who is keeping the politicians from going to jail for violating immigration law? And why are those people not serving 8 to 10 years in a federal prison?
What you're describing is anarchists. These are anarchists. They want no law and order. They want to create chaos.
I'm a singer-songwriter, and I had a recording session just the other day at Sunset Sound. I could not believe what was going on just outside the gate. We had to drive through 2 blocks of homeless people to get onto the studio lot. It was crazy, very frightening, and I had to be escorted outside to my car in the parking lot.
This is what the people voted for.
Yes.
F*** them. They get what they deserve. Why don't you understand that? And come November, they're going to vote for it again. I bet you. So touch. They voted for it.
Thank you for leaving your message.
That guy's
please
on the
hang
edge.
Up. Goodbye.
That guy's hanging out the window right now. That's Moist Line, 877-MOIST-86. You want to get in on it next Friday, 877-MOIST-86. Conway's here.
Hey,
now. Hey, we got flooding again next week. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting, right? See it gets flooded out there. The big tag building, the three skyscrapers are being tagged. Now they're putting up a fence around it. Just in time when there's really
5 years
nothing
late.
Left to do. Yeah. And then the Tesla Cybertruck is rusting. I guess it's not really stainless steel.
Is it?
I guess not. I don't know. And then also Peanuts' first black character makes its debut. And a $36 million Mega Millions jackpot ticket in Florida goes unclaimed. Went through the wash or whatever, and nobody claimed it.
Oh,
$36 million. Now, if the guy finds out 2 weeks from now, that was his ticket, SOL.
Yeah. Wow.
Didn't work out. And then Alex Michelson's coming on. I think he's traveling with either Newsom or the vice president or something like that.
Oh, okay. Well, you'll talk to him and he'll tell you.
I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Come.
Very exciting.
And you don't care.
But that's why he's so great. I constantly insult the guy, and then he constantly
like
comes
when you
on.
You promote something that you really have no interest in.
That's the whole sheet. Yeah,
Conway's next.
All right, ding dong with you.
Crusher is the news live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.